Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today, mainly sunny, high around 64. Kenosha 46 at this hour, 49 in Burlington, 49 Milwaukee, 51 in Racine. Racine police investigating a shooting incident from last night. Officers and fire rescue personnel called about 8:45 p.m. to the 600 block of 11th Street, a male with a gunshot wound to the arm. Paramedics took a 16-year-old into the Ascension All Saints emergency room, through and through bullet wounds to the upper left arm and to the left side. One shell casing reportedly discovered near 10th and Grand. About 2 o'clock this morning, police from Racine were called out to the 3 Mile Road North Main Streets area. A citizen reported hearing about a dozen gunshots. Another caller mentioned hearing gunfire from a nearby street. Kenosha-based Snap-on Incorporated at 80th Street and 28th Avenue, going to be in the spotlight. A visit tomorrow by President Trump late in the morning, his first visit to the state since being elected. He was, of course, supposed to have been at the Harley-Davidson headquarters in Milwaukee back in February. That trip was called off at the last minute due to the level of protest at the time. Word of possibly visit to the Wisconsin and the Kenosha Southeast area, that kind of grew over the weekend, and plus the appearance of helicopters and other vehicles around the Snap-on site just made it even more obvious that something was going to be happening. Now, if this all unfolds, as is suggested, the president's visit to Kenosha tomorrow could impact traffic, though nothing official has been released on just how the president's going to be arriving at Snap-on. Highlight for the Kenosha City Council meeting agenda tonight, which begins at 7 o'clock, is going to arguably be the continued licensing or non-licensing of the First Step Refugee Center at 1017 63rd Street. There was a 3-hour public hearing last week with the Licensing and Permit Committee, which recommended a revocation hearing. Robert Stiegel volunteers at the center. He talked about its importance to the community.
If you guys shut down First Step, I'm telling you, it's going to be a bigger problem. Because all the other places send them to us.
Alderman Anthony Kennedy, though, suggested this all boils down to First Step leadership fulfilling promises. Committee unanimously recommended that revocation hearing. Same thing was recommended 2 years ago. It led to a compromise that allowed First Step to remain open if it met certain conditions. Now, also on the Kenosha Council agenda for tonight, former Alderman Chuck Bradley's appointment to the City Plan Commission, awarding a resurfacing contract to A.W. Oaks & Son for Racine for $664,000, and the election of the next council president. With the weather situation changing from spring now off of winter, you got the threat of severe weather on the increase. And this is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, really designed to have people taking a look at how well they are prepared for any violent emergency that could take place. On average, there are 23 tornadoes in Wisconsin. Last year, down a little bit, 16 touchdowns. But still, Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says you got a variety of ways to get the information you need to know about severe weather. The warnings that come out, the weather radio, also Racine television, local radio, all kinds of ways. But a lot of people, he notes, are getting their messages on their phones these days. They're tied to their phones. With the help of Parkside's App Factory, he says the Ready Badger app is a free service that could come in very handy.
It has the ability to have alerts on there. If we do have damage, you have the ability to report that damage through the app. And then it also has safety and emergency tips for people. And it's free. And so they're continuously tweaking it. And we encourage people to download it, put it on their phone.
Mac also notes it really doesn't hurt to have multiple ways of getting warnings. Like NOAA weather radio should be as common, he says, as smoke alarms in your home or business. Also take note that Thursday it's the statewide tornado drill. Now there's going to be one in the afternoon about 1:45 or so. Then the similar situation will take place about 6:45 in the evening. That to give families and second shift workers the chance to practice their emergency plans. Well, what a lot of homeowners have been finding in recent times with warmer weather in their yards is what Burlington Public Works officials have known for some time with the city's parks and green spaces, problem areas. Public Works Director Jim Burglis recently told the council about a serious grub problem they discovered, but the chance to also go after a desired piece of equipment to help in that regard, which was previously cost prohibitive.
Well, the budget last year I had brought in was a stand-on fertilizer sprayer. And last year it was taken out of the budget, and we decided, well, we'll try continuing going with hands. Well, at a trade show recently, the vendor was there, said, hey, we've dropped this price $3,000. So I looked for a creative way to fund it. We went back through the budget and looked at the items that were we had money for in parts. So we will be we have enough money left to purchase.
Aside from the grunt problem, he mentioned efforts continuing in dealing with the ash trees, though more were targeted for removal than scheduled for replacement due to financial constraints. And like many other communities, Burlington, heavy on ash and maple trees, but he says they've been replacing the cutdowns with other varieties that are strong and more resistant to disease, not to mention the salt. Final meeting of the Racine Common Council in its current term, 7 o'clock tonight, but before that at 6 p.m., Committee of the Whole session regarding the funding of the event center and the council approval of for March the 7th. Alderman Sandy Widener requesting discussion tonight about rescinding the vote to approve that $600,000. The Racine Council meeting for the 7 o'clock session at City Hall, that has an agenda that includes the Public Works Committee recommending the city continue with Corbin Design for additional work on wayfinding signage. Community Development Director Amy Conley pointing out it's a specialized job and she worked with this firm while she was in Michigan.
Last year there was 93.
We did a wayfinding program in 2003. It was an 18-month program where we did a master plan. And then Corbin was the contractor for that because they do these all over the U.S. They came in and did the master plan, and then they did a similar project for us where they actually wrote the bid documents, selected the actual sites in the field, and they used, you know, GPS and located the actual sites, because when you get out in the field, the engineers will tell you, you sometimes can't put a sign exactly where you think you're going to be able to put it.
There is also tonight the contract with the state for the city to install signs to help tourists come eastbound on Washington Avenue to find the S.E. Johnson Complex on 14th Street, also to get to Wingspread via 7th Street, Main Street, and 4 Mile Road, all due to the new Frank Lloyd Wright Trail. Tonight also on the Racine Council agenda, a resolution to establish tax incremental District 20 around Regency Mall and the High Ridge Shopping Complex. There is also a communication into the Redevelopment Authority from the city's attorney's office about a hold harmless agreement to allow police department training in the buildings that are owned by the RDA. WRJN.com is our webpage, our newscaster there in the local news section whenever you want, and at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.